Tanya Marco is with us this morning. She's the executive director of AdvoCap. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thanks for making the trip.
Always a pleasure.
How was it out there this morning?
A little chilly, but beautiful, sunny, gorgeous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk to you a little bit. Recently, AdvoCap has released its community needs assessment. How often is that done?
Yeah, so we as a community action agency are required to do a community needs assessment every 3 years. Part of our CSBG organizational standards require us to do that. And it's just to take a pulse on the community. What are the needs? How can AdvoCap help address those needs as it relates to low-income people?
And what did you find out?
Well, of course, the housing is always high on priority of needs of low-income people. This year, it was extremely high. 68% of all respondents needed some kind of housing support, which is pretty high. That was, I think, more alarming than in the past. Also, just basic needs. 63% of our respondents reported needing support to just meet basic needs. Such as food, housing, childcare, clothing, just the basic essentials of people just to live. Transportation is always high as well. 65% of our total individuals requested some kind of transportation support. And food insecurity, which is ironic given some of the discomforts of our local decisions or national decisions regarding the government shutdown and the elimination of SNAP right now. So food insecurity is very high. 59% of our respondents need some kind of food support.
Now, all of this was well before
yes.
the government shut down,
yes,
right?
Yes, so that obviously is putting a little bit more of a need out there than the 59%. So,
all right. So with all that loaded with all that information, what kind of conclusions were reached? What do you need to do?
Well, I mean, I think we as a community need to take a look at how we can work together collaboratively. This isn't going to be something that AdvoCap can just tackle on our own. We're going to need community support. Housing development, we need childcare development. We need if anybody is going to look at relocating to our community, they need housing and childcare. If we want people to stay in our community, we need housing and childcare. So we really need to start tackling this as a community. And how are we going to work on something together?
You mentioned transportation. You wouldn't think that that would be a big issue, but especially for the older population, some people just can't drive.
Right.
But they still need to make appointments and
correct.
You know, get around. So
correct. And taking a taxi is expensive. Taking an Uber is expensive. Some of them have disabilities, so they need the right kind of transportation to get them to and from. As our older population is, they're kind of staying put in their housing because they can't afford to move. So that causes transportation barriers when they're home alone. They have no reliable way to get to and from doctor's appointments, grocery stores. Just getting medication, anything like that is difficult. And that's even in town, right, where there is some kind of transportation. Our rural areas, there's nothing. So if you're, you know, on your own in a farmstead somewhere, like, and you don't have that support around you, you're kind of on an island. So those are the troubles that we're seeing. If you live in the rural area and you need to get a job and you don't have a vehicle, vehicles are very expensive. So there's this whole dynamic of, oh, get a job, but yet I don't have the transportation to get there. And then I have to get my child to school. And so there's this, the dynamic of transportation is just different.
Well, I know this morning I was listening to a news feature, and it was talking about ambulance service to rural areas because, you know, it's getting harder to find volunteers for that type of EMS service.
That's scary.
And so, you know, you have bigger coverage areas. But the problem with the bigger coverage areas it takes a while to get there and then get to the hospital.
Right. So, yes. That's all very scary.
But as for the food insecurity, what can we do about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to help is cash donations to our food pantries. They know what our residents are looking for. They can go out and purchase the food needed. So if you're looking for a way to help and you're able to, cash donations to the food pantries is probably the best.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed. I you know, recently they had the Boy Scouts or the Scouts food drive. And I didn't hear the dates, so I was going to donate, but didn't hear the dates for the pickup.
Oh, shoot.
So I missed it. It was like, well, okay, I'm going to have to do it in a different fashion.
Yeah.
But I understand that AdvoCAP applied for some kind of a grant.
So Governor Evers put into the budget $5 million this next year to use the money to purchase produce and products from Wisconsin grown farmers. So we applied on behalf of Winnebago, Green Lake, and Fond du Lac counties. And hopefully we'll get some money into our counties to get some money into the pantries to purchase from our Wisconsin farmers.
Yeah. You know, with the government shutdown, the timing isn't great because you're coming up on the holidays, and that's usually a time when people need, you know, those pantry donations even more, right?
Yeah, it's tough. We haven't necessarily seen any disruption in our services to help our low-income neighbors, but other community action agencies have. In southern Wisconsin, they've had to close down some Head Start schools because their funding started on November 1st. And with the government shutdown, there's nobody there to process the application to get a notice of award. So they don't have any funding starting November 1st. We're fortunate to run on a January 1st calendar year with our funding, so we haven't seen any disruption yet in services. But we really need to get our government back up and running. People are missing paychecks. Now we're talking about additional food insecurity. So hoping that both Republicans and Democrats can work together towards some kind of resolution to get our government back up and running.
Okay. Just a general question. When you're talking AdvoCAP, which counties are you talking about serving here?
So AdvoCAP serves Fond du Lac, Green Lake, and Winnebago counties.
All right. And you have Head Start locations in different sites in those areas,
yeah,
right?
So we have Head Start services in Fond du Lac and Green Lake counties.
Okay. One in Marquezan at the old school, right?
We do. Yes, we do. Yeah. It's a great little school.
Drive by it quite often.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's a little gem in the middle of the cornfield.
Well, that funding, that timing, though, that's the thing. That worked out pretty well in AdvoCAP's favor. So
far, yep. We just need that government back up and running to just kind of set everybody's minds at ease so we can just really focus on what we want to do, and that's serve our population of low-income people.
Okay. Now, how do you take the needs assessment that was done and put that into action, I guess?
Yeah, so my leadership team and I, we met. We developed an annual plan kind of based on our strategic plan, which then also takes into account the needs assessment. So working with our board, we developed strategies and how to start tackling some of these things.
Now, if somebody wanted to see a copy of this, is it available on your website?
It is.
It is.
Yep.
Okay.
AdvoCAP.org.
I mean, you know, once you start reading, it might take you a little while. So
yeah, it's a beautiful document. Our team did an amazing job. And then when you start diving into it, it's very interesting.
Well, it always is. I mean, you find out things about your area that maybe you weren't aware of.
Correct.
When you're talking about housing, transportation, food insecurity.
Yep.
All of those things.
Yeah, it's very fascinating.
But, all right. What else can we tell people about this morning? You want to talk a little bit about the resource center that you have?
Yeah. So we have an opportunity center at our Fond du Lac location. It's open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're seeing an uptick in individuals stopping in at the center because of what weather is one. Food insecurity is another. We try to feed them every day. And then they're just focused on goals as well, like looking for job applications, looking for housing applications, just kind of needing assistance and help in navigating some of the systems. We're seeing an increase in our elderly population becoming homeless. So they come to us for some kind of assistance and direction. They want to get out of the weather. It's getting cooler out. So getting out of those weather elements. Mondays are specifically very busy for us because they've had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday kind of on their own, and then just coming back in and restarting for the week. So,
but you have things there that they can use, like computers, right?
Yep, we have computers. Yep. So we'll have food available. We'll have computers available if they need. We'll have a phone available if they need to make phone calls, have phone calls issued to them that they can answer them in the opportunity center. We help out with any kind of application that they might need. And then just giving them that guidance and support so that they can they have somebody to kind of trustworthy that they can rely on.
What about an address?
Oh, yes. So we, yes.
I mean, you need an address if you're applying for something,
yeah,
right?
So, right? So we have post some mailboxes for them so that they can have their mail delivered to AdvoCap's office, and then we put it in a mailbox for them. So they actually have a physical identity now. So that was life-changing for some people, having that identity.
Yeah, it's required for a lot of applications, no matter what kind of job or assistance you're applying for, I'm not sure how you do the double authentication on the computer stuff, but anyway.
Yeah, we kind of work through that, especially like well, they can maybe get a phone. AdvoCap has secondhand phones that we can issue to them as well to try and help with some of that. Yeah.
I know police departments used to have old phones donated to them.
Nice.
That were basically just set up to call 911.
Okay.
But, you know, it was a way for people to have access to that. So
you kind of take that for granted sometimes, but in an emergency situation you need something and it's not there.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting time to live, that's for sure, right?
It's been challenging.
Well, thanks for making the trip over from Fani today. Appreciate
thank
it
you.
Tanya, so
I always enjoy coming out here, so thank you.
And it's Tanya Marco, who's the Executive Director of AdvoCap. We do appreciate her joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.